Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies, ministers, colleagues, ambassadors, let me from the onset join others before me in congratulating Dr. Jose Glassino da Silva on his re-election as the Director General of this organization. I wish to assure him of Namibia's full support during his second term and reiterate our commitment to work with him in his quest to achieve the zero hunger goal for all. Mr. Chairperson, as you may be aware, Namibia is a semi-arid country, which is featured that puts a lot of strain on the effort by government in our quest to food self-sufficiency. Factors such as deforestation, land degradation, and desertification also pose a serious threat to sustainable agriculture development in Namibia. In addition to these challenges, the arid climate makes it difficult to produce sufficient food under rain-fed conditions. This has led to a situation of subjecting the country to import significant quantities of food needs. To address this food deficit, the government introduced the Green Scheme System policy that aims to increase agricultural production under irrigation. The Green Scheme policy is also designed to empower smallholder farmers in irrigation agriculture. Through our national agricultural policy, the government provides livestock marketing, incentives, animal health kits, and feed subsidies for bring stock. For resilience building, the government also avails fertilizer and certified seeds at subsidized prices, providing training in conservation agriculture and climate change adaptation measures. These interventions by government are aimed at achieving food self-sufficiency and reversing the status of Namibia as a net importer of food. Mr. Chairperson, let me also take this opportunity to thank FAO and our development partners for the important role they play in the implementation of the South-South Cooperation Program in Namibia, especially in the areas of veterinary, diagnostic, horticulture, aquaculture, and rice and cereal production. Namibia further wishes to express our appreciation to the role played by FAO and other member states in advocating for importance of soil for agriculture and livelihood. Soil, as we know, play an important role in our agricultural system. With poor soils, our desired agricultural productivity levels cannot be reached. It is for this reason that Namibia urges that pragmatic program aimed at improving soil fertility and the reduction of land degradation be coupled with the International Year of Soils. This is particularly important in developing countries, especially those with fragile ecosystems. Mr. Chairperson, this session takes place at an opportune time, just before critical events of 2015. These include the International Conference of Financing for Development, the Head of State Summit in New York, and the COP21 to be held in Paris. We call upon FAO and its partners to advocate for the principles that we have on so many occasions agreed upon in this House. These include, among others, curbing global warming as it has devastating effect on the livelihood of so many smallholder farmers who solely depend on agriculture to survive. I would like to conclude my statement by stating that the time is now for us to galvanize support and reinvigorate our commitment to the implementation and achievement of the proposed goal of 2 of the Sustainable Development Goals. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.